WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording of Mozart's Serenades with Sir Charles Mackerras conducting the Prague Chamber Orchestra. Mackerras is probably best known for his highly acclaimed recordings of music by the Czech composer Janáček. And Lloyd says the conductor has captured the complexity and texture of Mozart with equal sensitivity.
This week's recording is a new album of music written in Salzburg, recorded in Prague by a record company from Cleveland, and led by a conductor who was born in Schenectady, New York, to Australian parents, and who was knighted for his performances in England. Sir Charles Mackerras, it turns out, was a student of the greatest 20th century Czech conductor, Václav Talíč, which also helps explain why Mackerras is so good at everything else, including the two Mozart serenades on this album. Serenades are 18th century formalizations of music that a young nobleman might play at night under his lady's balcony. There are often passages in which strings are strummed or plucked to suggest a guitar or mandolin. The two serenades on this recording were written by Mozart in 1776, when he was 20. The Haffner Serenade was commissioned by a Mozart family friend, Sigmund Haffner, the son of the former mayor of Salzburg. The music was for his sister's June wedding. 6 years later, Mozart wrote his more famous Haffner Symphony to honor this same friend. The Serenade is a complex work, part symphony, part violin concerto, and part sinfonia concertante with many instrumental solos. And it's long, 8 movements. It was probably meant to be played outdoors, beginning around 9 p.m., and intended to fill the entire evening. Suiting the happy occasion, the Haffner Serenade is a brilliant, cheerful work, including 3 minuets and 3 movements with big violin solos. One of the minuets, however, is in the disturbing key of G minor, the key of some of Mozart's most profoundly tragic music. It's not really tragic here, but nevertheless a cloud of pain passes over the moonlit festivities. But perhaps the heart of the serenade is the 6th movement andante, with its tuneful variations that are somehow not only elegant but moving, like a love song, a serenade, sung in one of Mozart's operas. Thank you. Mozart later converted this serenade into a symphony by adding a timpani and eliminating the three movements with violin solos. The evening music continues on this album with the charming Serenata Notturna, a much shorter work in only three movements, evidently meant to start later in the evening. It begins with a rousing march, though it was probably intended for indoors, since this work was written in the month of January. Its most interesting feature is the contrast between a string quartet, with double bass instead of cello, and the string orchestra with timpani. The middle movement minuet is especially appealing. Performances are excellent, buoyant, crisp, full of rhythmic snap, crackle, and pop. Though Mackerras uses modern instruments, he's clearly not oblivious to the discoveries of the early instrument specialists. Yet there is more nuance, a greater flexibility of phrasing and variety of feeling here than any conductorless early instrument style performance could probably ever have.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of Mozart's Serenades with Sir Charles Mackerras and the Prague Chamber Orchestra on the Telarc label. This is Fresh Air.